Welcome to episode number 2 of Real Happy Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Toni Ann, and I am the blogger and content creator at Real Happy Mom, where moms can find encouragement and practical tips for this journey called motherhood. I also have this podcast where I introduce you to other moms from various walks of life. And today I am talking to Norshifa. She is a mother, a wife, and a blogger. Welcome, Norshifa.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Now, I just want to make sure everyone knows this. We are on a really big time difference. I'm in the United States, and I'm putting my kids to sleep and trying to get ready to go to sleep. And you are on the other side of the world, waking up and starting your day, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yes. So I want you to just tell us a little bit about yourself and about your journey to motherhood.
Okay, hello everyone. I'm Norshifa. Like she says, I'm the other side of the world from Malaysia, and it's 9 a.m. over here right now. So yes, I'm a social media manager and blogger by night and a material planner by day. So having juggling all this, I am also a mother to a spirited one-year-old toddler. Yes, you hear me, spirited. That's high-pitched cry, tantrums when he doesn't get what he wants, hard to put to sleep when he doesn't want to sleep, but otherwise, amazingly happy, friendly child with an infectious smile. As many mothers would have agreed, it is never easy to be a working mom, let alone having multiple businesses to handle. So my journey towards motherhood is tough, super tough. But I enjoy it. It opens up my mind, let me practice on my patience and negotiation skills, and of course, open up new ideas for my blog posts. So in summary, I enjoy my journey to motherhood.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, no, I know about the one-year-old and the tantrums. I have a two-year-old, so I totally get it.
Totally.
I know all about it. Now, I know you talked a little bit about the day job. Now, you do have two blogs, a travel blog and a lifestyle blog where you share about motherhood. And I just want you to talk to us a little bit about both of those blogs because they're really interesting. Very different, but very interesting.
Yes, yes. The motherhood blog was more towards my journey. You know, previously it was my personal blog, but when I started my pregnancy, I was thinking, hey, if during this pregnancy I wanted to know more about something, why don't I write about it? Let people read about my experience throughout my pregnancy. And so I started to write about my journey towards pregnancy and the classes I attend, what are the essence that I get. And then when my child came out and he was, you know, a high need baby, I was having sleepless nights, you know. He was always never wanted to go to sleep. He was always crying. So I was reading a lot about sleep, a lot about parenting, attachment parenting, baby wearing. And I was thinking, if I wanted to know more about that, I'm sure there are other mothers who are also having high need children who wanted to know more how they can handle their children. So why not I share my experience? So that's how I go towards parenting as well. And now I know that just hearing experience is not enough. So aside from I talk about my experience myself, I am also having guest posts from childbirth educators. And in the future, I will also be having from guest posts from psychologists, doctors, and now that my baby is already 1 year old, I also want to cook for him. So I will be also having guest posts from cooking instructors. So that would be my future projects for my blogs. So that's generally what it is about my personal blog. So for my travel blogs, I started out, actually the title was Travel Couple, but because we started out, me and my husband started to do that blog when we started married, and both of us were travelers. We are cinema goers. We like to do things together. We enjoy going to taste foods outside and also traveling to other places. So we started the Travel Couple blog. But then when my son arrives, so it's not just a couple, it's the three of us. So we never leave him alone. So we bring him together with our journey everywhere we go. So it becomes a family plot towards traveling.
Nice. I like that. Now you do take your little one with you. I just wonder how you are able to travel with a little one because honestly, I don't really travel that much with my kids. Well, now that they're getting older, I travel with them more. But when they were little, I was like, no way, you guys are, gonna stay somewhere. We're gonna figure something out. But I just want to know, how do you make it easier to travel with a little one?
Well, I would say that the essence of it is to plan ahead, and planning is the key part of it. Because I know, like my child, he's highly, he is spirited, so he has these high emotions on things. So, what we do is we plan in advance. We anticipated how he would be. So, yeah. That's how exactly what we do. We plan the trips in advance.
Nice. Now, just curious. So when you're planning ahead, are you planning, probably next month, or you're planning like really far out with your plans?
All right. Yeah, because we're you see, because the places, some of the places that we go are very far from here. So usually we will plan ahead. Like for instance, when we have our baby, we plan our flight 6 months in advance. So from there, we then start planning a bit by bit. Like for example, we plan where do we want to go? Is it baby friendly? How do we take our kid there? Should we bring strollers? Should we go baby wearing? And what about the food? Can he eat it? Those kind of things.
Okay, nice. Thank you for sharing. That's really helpful for me too as well. Now, I just want to jump into a whole nother topic, kind of similar, but a different topic. I want to know a little bit about challenges that you've faced as a new mom and how you're able to overcome them.
All right. I know motherhood was tough, but I never knew how hard it is until I become a mother myself. So I remember my first challenge was on breastfeeding. I read about nipple sore, but I had no idea how pain it can be. I read about engorgement, but I had no idea how tough I have to keep up with it. So all those pumping schedules for me to ease my engorgement and my son's constant request for milk. So which people thought it was because he was hungry, but doctors and lactation counselors, they say it was normal and he may be a big eater, which yes, he turns out to be a big eater until now. So aside from that, all those sleepless nights, starting from his third day in this world, he never wants to put to sleep. He needed motions, total dark, shushing. That's when I started baby wearing, and it worked. So a lot of challenges I will come by asking doctors, nurses, lactation counselors, experienced mothers, and of course, reading.
Nice. Now, you mentioned baby wearing. That's something that I don't know a lot about. I know some of our listeners don't know a whole lot about it. So, can you talk to us a little bit more about baby wearing and if there's like a certain product or a YouTube video that we can go to that can show us how to do it, that kind of thing?
All right, baby wearing. I never knew about baby wearing before I had my baby as well. But yeah, baby wearing is where you hold your baby next to you by using a certain tools. For instance, we have a ring sling, we have a soft structure carrier, which a soft structure carrier is the easiest way to go, and it's not a hassle as much. So yes, I've had mine was Boba soft structure carrier, and I have a Pupsik. Pupsik is an instant sling. So both of it, like Boba, they actually have a tutorial which you can see online. Like soft structure carrier, they usually They it usually comes with their product. That's a manual, but also there's also online, and the way of wearing it is about the same. The same goes for other types. The ring sling, there's also tutorials. There's a lot of tutorials online on ring sling. But if you are not the visuals type like me, I am so hard at ring sling. I bought a ring sling previously. I even have a baby wearing consultant come to my home and teach me how to do a ring sling, and I still can't get it until now. So I ditched my ring sling. I go for instant sling, and that's perfect. Instant sling and soft starter carrier, that's perfect.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that. And for anyone that's listening, I'll make sure that I put all of this information in the show notes. So definitely check that out. If you're like, what was she talking about again? All that information will be there. So I don't want you to worry. So we'll have that ready for you. So thank you again for sharing that. Now, what is some of your best advice that you have for new moms?
I would say be prepared. Ask a lot of questions to professionals, especially an experienced mom. Read a lot of books because you will have a lot of advice from a lot of different peoples. So read a lot of books, especially written by professionals who are parents too. So I know a lot of books written by pediatricians, nutritionists, and the likes who in real life are great parents too. So aside from the general knowledge on baby parenting and breastfeeding, you may want to consider expanding your knowledge to attachment parenting. You will definitely be mentally prepared when you have a high-need baby who will then be a spirited toddler.
I like how you keep calling them spirited. I love that. I'm going to start calling
Yes.
like that.
Yes. He has on everything. Definitely is. When he travels on the flight, everybody listens to what he's saying.
Oh my goodness, that is funny. Nice. Now, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would you want to have?
It's definitely somebody with the power to make the time to extend more than 24 hours a day.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, it's definitely. It is tough having a demanding job, working from 8 to 8, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., then come home to a spirited toddler who doesn't want to sleep even when I forced him to, and definitely updating blogs and social media when he sleeps. So I just need the power of time.
Yes. Yes, definitely will agree with you on that. I think I would have that superpower too.
Yes.
Nice. Now, you mentioned social media. Now, where can our listeners find you if they want to learn more about you or find out about your recent adventures?
Oh, sure. If you want to learn more about my journey through motherhood, you can type bit.ly/lifelearnings. I repeat, bit.ly/lifelearnings. This will direct you to my personal blog, which I share most of my motherhood experience with a bit advice on bloggings as well. There are also guest posts from professionals, so you might want to check it out. So if you want to find out about my recent adventures, you can type bit.ly/travelwithlove. I repeat, bit.ly/travelwithlove. So enjoy your reads.
Nice. Thank you. And again, that will be in the show notes, so don't you worry. We will have all that information for you there. Now, is there any last words you wanted to leave the moms that are listening to you today?
Yes, so if you are having hard times with the kids or having hard times with your newborn baby, I totally understand that. And just know that you're not alone. And just know that even when you go to public, in the public, when when your child start to throw tantrum, like my child, he's not have when his milk is finished, he started to cry high pitch, yes. And that's
Oh
embarrassing. Everyone in the flight looks at me. Everyone in a restaurant looks at me. And I always have that look. So it's just a matter of patience. You don't need to get angry to your child. It's just a matter of patience and just distract him with something else.
Yes, that
Yes.
beautifully said. And it's funny that you say that because I remember I called my mom one day and I was like, "Mom, my son is like trying my patience. I don't know how you did it because my mom had three girls and I just have two boys." And I'm like, "Mom, how did you do it?" And she told me, "Count to 10." I was like, "Really, mom? That's all you have?" But really, sometimes you just have to just like stop and just take a minute because you have to have some serious patience, especially when they're little,
Yes,
with the
definitely.
tantrums. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, definitely.
And thank you for joining us here today. I really appreciate it. We're definitely going to have to do this again. This was fun.
Yes, it is.
Great, great. Now that does it for episode 2 of the Real Happy Mom podcast. To find the links in the show notes to this podcast, go to realhappymom.com/2. Again, that's realhappymom.com/2. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.